We're here at podtech.net on a podcast with Dan Primack, who's been on before a couple times from PE Week, Private Equity, and he's got the newsletter that's very popular that you send out. Dan, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me again, John. I appreciate it.
So some big news announcing here that you finally got your blog going, because you've taken a lot of heat from people that, in essence, your email newsletter, which has been really popular, has been growing to, in essence, a daily post via email, and got great resource there at your company. And you're finally putting on a blog. So tell us about, you know, what's happening with the blog and how this all happened.
Yeah, well, I think it was about 2 years ago that somebody posted that it was time for me to blog already. So I figure it's been a long enough period of time that now it's ready to go. We're launching something called Private Equity Hub, or PEHub.com. The idea of it really is to complement the daily email. We're kind of going in an opposite direction. Most folks seem to put blogs up first and then create newsletters. We've gone the opposite way. We've had a newsletter for 4 years, which will continue, and now we're launching this website, which is blog-based, with the goal being it's supposed to be kind of a public forum for the private equity community, everyone from early-stage VCs all the way up through the mega buyout folks, and kind of everybody who touches them, whether that be entrepreneurs or attorneys or bankers or business school students. And yeah, it's blog-based. It's going to be myself and the editorial team here writing, and we also have a group of about 50 guest authors who will regularly be contributing to the site. And again, it's a kind of wide range. We've got venture capitalists. We've got big buyout folks. We've got some entrepreneurs. We've got placement agents for funds and limited partners. It's a good group.
Well, you obviously had the traditional media business, and the newsletter is key, and you got a great community there. So this is just a natural extension to me. Talk about your view on the community side of this, because you're obviously opening it up to 50, you know, basically pre-qualified, essentially members, if you will, to write stuff, and you got linking, you got permalinks, you got comments, you got voting. Talk about your view on how this is going to extend out as a community in the blogosphere.
Sure. I mean, it's interesting. You know, I've had this email publication, and there have been community aspects to it. You know, we've run contests. For example, we've been running internship drives for the past 3 years for current MBA students, and the fact that we're into the third year of that, or the fourth year now, it gets to the point where there's actually people who are, you know, at associate or even principal level at venture capital firms who come up to me and say they got their first job in the market because, you know, they got my newsletter when they were in college and got a summer internship that way. So there's been a community that's grown up around it, and I get dozens of responses to my column a day, but I've really had nowhere to put them, you know, every now and then aggregate them, but I haven't had anywhere for this. There's been kind of a desire to have a community around this site or around that publication, and this is kind of the manifestation of it. And I'll give you an example. I had never accepted LinkedIn invitations. I'm sure, John, you, like myself, receive those fairly regularly, and I had kind of always just ignored them. About 2 months ago, I decided just on a lark I would accept them for 1 week. So I announced that anyone who sends me one, I'll just say yes, which I know kind of defeats the permissioning purpose, but I just said yes.
Here comes the spam.
Understood, but all of a sudden I had 800 people sitting on there, and it's, you know, these are people who want to connect with each other. These are people who have something to say to one another, and as you know, this is a networking business, and this is kind of a place people can do that. They can discuss ideas, you know, without having necessarily go fly somewhere to the industry conference and not have to spend an entire day somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, you obviously, the way you write, you got a lot of great reputation for kind of holding court with your style, but not only do people enjoy that, they can hook up with each other. I mean, the readers,
exactly,
and now participate with that.
And I'll give you an example of that. We've got something, and now these aren't for the VCs, but these are for the next VCs and the next buyout folks. We have something on the site called MBA Forum, which isn't, from a technical point of view, very, very tricky. It's basically a message board, but it's only a message board for current MBA students. So the only way you can get into this is if we've confirmed that you actually are at Stanford or you are at Harvard Business School, et cetera. And this is going to be something where they can talk everything from academics to how much their summer internship at a certain firm sucked and what kind of partner they did like and didn't like. So, you know, this is going to be a community for them and a place where people from London and Boston and New York and San Francisco and Seattle who are current MBA candidates can all kind of talk to one another and network amongst themselves.
Yeah, so you're the Facebook on one hand. While they're in school, they grow in. It's kind of like they get their first car, their first job. You've brought people in and shared your knowledge with them, and they end up running the VC firms that you get scoops from.
They will. They're the next generation. And again, yeah, and that's the goal of this site. The goal of this site really, I mean, and this is probably true of all blogs, But the, I mean, my goal isn't that different. The goal here is to kind of foster discussion, foster and foster a sense of community, and give people a place when they've got something to say to say it and to get feedback on it, so they're not just sitting kind of in their insulated offices.
I was just speaking with Robert Scoble, who was here at PodTech now, the famous blogger, now video blogger, and we were talking about blogging, you know, and how, you know, there's an authoritativeness happening in the blogosphere that's kind of, you know, great for communities. What can you say, Dan, and you've had a great view from, you know, deals that have gone great to gone south and in media. What have you learned on the blogosphere over the past 2-3 years that you can say, hey, you know, this is kind of a nugget here that we see and we're building around? What have you learned and you share with folks?
You mean in terms of kind of blogging companies that are succeeding or failing, or about the blogging market as a whole?
Kind of everything in general. You're launching a blog, and this is important. Yep. So it's going to be a big part of it. You guys just don't do things on the whim. This is going to be a real big part of it. It's going to be open. It's going to be community.
I mean, it's interesting, John. Actually, you mentioned this when you and I first met about a year and a half ago or 2 years ago when you were talking about podcasting. This is, to a certain extent, just a different distribution method for content. Now, granted, blog content reads a little different, although my columns probably read like a blog since before there were many blogs. But to me, this is a question of different people read things different ways. You know, we did a demographic study of our email readers recently, and we're shocked to find out that about 50% of them were between 18 and 34, which was far larger number than we thought. Those people spend a lot of time online, and they like the interactivity of blogs. It's not just I read this and that's it, or I read this and I respond to Dan via email. Maybe he reads it, maybe he doesn't, maybe he posts it, maybe he doesn't. There's a real interactivity here, as you well know, and I think that's the value of this. Whenever you read something interesting, whether it's in a magazine or you see something interesting on TV, you have an opinion about it, and sometimes you've got a strong one or you got a question. This sort of format, it's interactive. It lets you ask the question. It lets you make the comment. It lets it be a two-way conversation instead of somebody, in this case me, talking at you.
Yeah, and you're really putting the knowledge out there and the content in just another form. It's really not really conflicting with really any other format. It's just a new way for the new generation and for people to also be more participatory and share. So the advertisers end up winning too, because you got an engaged audience there.
It is, and what I'm hoping with this site, I mean, look, as you well know, there's a lot of people out there who are writing about venture capital and writing about early-stage technology. I mean, we will have that stuff, and some of our guest bloggers are early-stage tech VCs. But what we're really also, part of the reason I did this was, it seemed to me in the blogosphere, there's a lot of types of voices that are missing. On the early-stage side, you don't see many people writing about life sciences or pharma or biotech. You just don't see many of those people blogging. When you go later stage in the private equity world, the buyout firms, you don't see anybody blogging. It's just not something that's happening. You don't see, from what I can tell, attorneys who work in this space blogging. It just doesn't exist yet. And that's kind of part of the hope of this, particularly with the Vox Populi section, that we can bring those people into the conversation and kind of show the entire market there is value in this kind of technology for you. It's not just the guys who are trying to invest in the next blogging company. It's the entire market. This is a new way to have a conversation.
I'm impressed. I'm really excited to see it because it's really just extending out the reach you have and pushing knowledge out there. It's already interesting to the target audience, you know, and make it a little entertaining with some flame mail and comments here and there and moderation.
I hope so. I mean, I'll tell you, it scares the hell out of me, but I'm looking forward to doing it nonetheless.
Well, that's great stuff, Dan. And great job. Congratulations. And we'll be linking to it at PodTech. And, you know, we'll be pushing podcasts your way. And anything you want to do with us, just let us know here
Definitely.
In Sand Hill Road.
Sounds good. Hey, John, thank you very much for taking the time with me.
All right. Thanks, Dan.